1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We're in conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Here's a fun topic, 2025 budget.
Talking about planning, you know, the most difficult conversation, bar none, most difficult job for council, myself and council, is that of budget. And Monday night, we passed our first item with regards to the 2025 budget. You know, first and foremost, setting out dates of when we will meet as council and when we will meet with council in public, council and staff. And also the important piece here is making recommendations how to best, we talked about this earlier, how do we best engage with public and getting their feedback on survey, on the budget, 2025 budget. We had great success last year through the electronic survey. We had chats with our Director of Corporate Services, Ms. Kruger, which was somewhat successful. Open house the last couple of years has not brought a lot of people. I think last year we had three individuals come out. So we're looking at what can we do to enhance that engagement. There's been discussion around, and we're not the only municipality. London does this, for example, a multi-year budget where you can look 10 years out, 5 years out, and match that with maybe your asset management plan. So we're starting that work. The other conversation is that around, do you set your budget based on services that you offered? And so you start at zero. We're going to set our budget at the services we offered this year, and we call that a zero base. So that's where the budget's set. Or do you set it at a target saying, no, we're setting a target for 2%, and that's it. And so a lot of dialogue about that. So, yeah, that's beginning.
All right. And also the Canada Community Building Fund, you wanted to spotlight that.
Yeah, I wanted to spotlight that because that certainly impacts our budget. As we know, a big part of our budget goes towards infrastructure. This year alone, almost $40 million or just over $40 million towards infrastructure, you know, in our community, roads, bridges, curbs. So the Canada Community Building Fund, you'll know it in the past as the federal gas tax grant. And that was changed, the name was changed in March of 2021. But this is an important piece of dollars that flow through the province, but from the federal government. It's our tax dollars, and they're sending it back to us. The nice part about it, it's permanent, it's predictable funding. It's indexed on what our population is. And I believe this year we're looking at $2 million coming our way. And there are 18 categories. They added two new categories, which those are the categories you can spend the money on. And they added two new ones this year with regards to fire halls and fire stations. Historically, City of Stratford, we used a lot for our infrastructure and also public transit. I mentioned like $40 million, you know, on our budget alone with regards to infrastructure. And I think the public transit up to $3 million. So that is certainly, you know, some monies to help us along the way. But I just, you know, when people hear Canada Community Building Fund, I think they would say, oh, yeah, the federal gas tax.
Okay, fair enough. There you go. Some clarification there. And things happening for the summertime, including 2024 summer company launch.
We know one of our biggest struggles lately, especially during COVID, was the loss of small businesses. And we know as well that 17% of our local economy is driven by small business. So very important. And here's a way of us to encourage individuals, in this case, our youth, to think about being young entrepreneurs. And, you know, it was great to be present with regards to acknowledging these five young entrepreneurs, actually six, because one group is, I think, the car detailing group. There are two young men doing this. But five youth or five programs were given $3,000 to start up their company for the year. A big shout out to Stratford Perth Center for Business under the Invest Stratford umbrella for their mentorship and support. A shout out also to Matthew Ray, MPP Ray, and the province for their financial support. This program is designed for youth 15 to 29 and wide range this year alone. wide range of startup businesses, Sweet Corn, keyboard personalization, summer hockey league, video editing, and car detailing, as I mentioned. So, you know, those individuals not only learn about business skills, but there'll be transferable skills throughout their life. So thank you for those individuals to put themselves forward and you know, bring something to Stratford that they think we need.
Yeah, no, that is awesome. Great news on that. Yes. So I've got a note here that says boat launch in the park. Now, you're not putting a scooter out in the park there.
Well, you know, you know what?
What's going on here?
Oh, I'll tell you what. I might need a kayak or a great segue here, a paddle boat or a canoe, because I learned something new the other day. You know, I don't get out enough, but I learned, and apparently this has been going on for 4 years or so between St. Mary's and Stratford, an event called Light Up the Night Kayaking. And I've got a beautiful photo here that perhaps we can post later on. But, you know, we welcome people to bring their kayaks and decorate it with the theme. And it's launched on the Avon, of course. A lot are launched down by the Festival Bridge close to Snake Hill. Or that the bridge to nowhere, as some people might call it, the former railroad bridge there. But you paddle down the river. I think it goes at 9 o'clock at night. The June theme was Canada Day, and I saw amazing photos of that. The next event to light up the night kayaking is July the 27th. The theme is Christmas in July. Of course, it would be. And then I can't wait to see Santa in a kayak. And then in August, I believe it's a Hawaiian thing. So if you have a kayak, the mayor might need one so I can participate in that event. Something new. And, you know, that's the blessing of being out in the community. You learn so much.
Yeah, and another great idea. And so wonderful to have the Razzma Jazz back out
wow.
for the season as
well.
I saw
the schedule, and I didn't bring the schedule. But the schedule of talent on the Razzma Jazz, just amazing. And sometimes at night, if I'm at home, just sitting for a moment, I can hear the music coming up from the river.
Sure.
Yes, thank you for mentioning Razzma Jazz. Yes,
so wonderful to have that back. We'll continue our conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma right here at 107.1 CJCS-FM.